You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are on AM 1510. We're also heard on FM 94.7, FM 99.9, FM 100.7, and on the World Wide Web. And we're having a dog-alicious day today.
we have, I think, five
puppies and one little dog here, and they're our friends today. They're Stacy Sullivan's little babies, and they're here with us. They're wonderful, and
that's
I love
right.
them.
And I have two on my lap. But you can hear us on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on 1510 WWBC.com. You can hit the on-demand button to listen to all of our shows or the Listen Live button. Of course, they're all on our website, Sita Media Inc., and you can check that out. We also post everything on our Facebook page as well. So we got a live video going on today, so you can see the puppies. See the puppies? I got puppies on my lap.
I had a puppy, and my puppy is probably now in the little tarp back there.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got a little place to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
So we've got an action-packed show today. We have our good friend Christopher Robinson, the son, not the father. He is here. He's an agent with One Insurance Group. And, you know, Christopher and his dad has always supported our show. And so Christopher has taken a little bit of a different route. He's detouring a little bit. He's taken his talents, gifts, and abilities, and he's now doing comedy. And he's going to talk to us later about doing something with J.J. Walker. He's going to talk about his album, Afrotainment. And he's going to talk about success and ambition and where he's going from here. And before we go to Christopher, of course, we've got our friend Stacy Sullivan. And Stacy is here, and she's going to be talking about her generational jewelry business, which from grandpa, right, all the way down, and how what services they offer, and if you want to buy and sell and trade jewelry and all the good stuff coming on Mother's Day.
And the custom pieces are amazing. If you haven't seen the gallery and the pictures of the things that they do at Stacy Sullivan Jewelers, you'll be amazed.
And she's
definitely
got my, I think she brought my watches that I told her to fix for me. Yeah. But you know, Ellen, before we go to Stacy Sullivan of Sullivan Jewelers, and they're located right there and conveniently in Melbourne, it's actually right across from the parking garage, which is really good. People can just park there, look both ways before you cross, go across the street right next to Hotel Melby and check out all the selection, the wide selection for engagements and weddings and bar mitzvahs. Whatever you want to buy, necklaces, you want to buy a ring. It's not just about rings, but they have a lot more, wider selection. But before we do that, I just wanted to say to our friends and our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends that sometimes we do a little infomercial before we do our show, a Sita-ism. And the Sita-ism for today, I just heard about nail fungus and how important it is for people with long nails to not just wash their hands, but actually go underneath the nails and clean, because there are a lot of people that are having difficulty with their nails, and it's actually fungus and bacteria collected under their nails. So, you know, being in healthcare, it's something I think about all the time, because we have to be very careful with our patients and all. But I do know of people that are doing that, and they don't, you could tell, because when you go to a restaurant, you see people with long nails and they're coming out of that bathroom before you are. So they're not cleaning under their fingers.
Thanks, Sita.
They're not. So I'm just saying.
Thank
you.
Know,
with all the new places we have in Melbourne, pay attention. And you'll see that I'm right. That's a comedy for Chris right there.
There you go.
The nail fungus section. I see you want to jump in.
Well, I just want to mention cleaning your jewelry is also a place that microorganisms collect. And we do that complimentary at our store. So we don't just clean and check jewelry from our store, but any store, because we believe it helps you shine when your jewelry shines.
See? Bacteria. Yeah. Even in the jewelry.
That's That's right.
So we're going to start our show off with Stacey Sullivan, who is our ABWA sister. Ellen and I are, of course, members. We're team players here of ABWA. We met there 12 years ago. We became good friends. She's my co-host of Rest is History. And we met Stacey. So you're a third-generation owner, and you operate your business. Tell us a little bit about your team and all your loyalty for your customers.
Well, we feel very honored. A lot of times when we're repairing a piece of jewelry or designing a piece, it has more sentiment than anyone can ever imagine. So the fact that they are entrusting our family with their jewelry is not something we take lightly. And being third generation, I have the opportunity to help people with jewelry that they bought 50 years ago and help restore that or redesign it. Because as we know, our taste changes through the years, but quality never goes out of style.
And buying jewelry is not like buying clothing. There's a thought process that goes into buying a piece of jewelry. Do you have people on your staff that has the knowledge to help someone when they come in?
Definitely. We've got a wonderful team that we've assembled. Our jeweler is probably the one who helps us keep shining and helping others. He has always really prided himself in trying to help other people be happy. And I tell you, his main job description is making the ladies happy, and he's really great at that. So in addition, my mom works with me, my daughter, so we've actually
That's a lot of knowledge there.
Yes, we've gotten into the fourth generation, which I'm so proud of.
Right, and it is all about the relationship that you have with the jeweler as well, because once you develop that relationship with someone and you trust them with your jewelry or cleaning the jewelry or whatever it is, then you would refer other people to them because you feel comfortable. Right? And I see that in your shop. Your shop is kind of like a home. It's like when you get in there, you feel like you're in an atmosphere where you're welcomed and it's very, very warm. So I love it. It's inviting. I know, Christopher, have you ever been to Sullivan's Jewelers? There's a few around, but this one is the one right
on. I've seen them all over.
It's right on 192 itself. Mm-hmm.
So the coolest part is that we had this big COVID thing, right? And so no weddings, no big celebrations really were happening. So, and they say, whoever they are, said 2022 is supposed to be the biggest wedding year ever. So, yeah. So I've heard and I've sent quite a few folks down because picking out wedding bands and wedding, you know, and engagement rings and so forth has got to be a huge business. And once again, the top thing that I love about your store is the fact that it's not, you're not going to see it on anybody else. You've got custom options. You've got so many
designs. So what is the perfect engagement ring? What is the perfect set? Of course, it'll be everything is about love and what you can afford. But there has to be like a 30-second spiel that you give the customers for like a perfect ring.
Well, I like to really focus on people's lifestyle because I feel like if it's a ring that they're going to be able to wear, whether they're a nurse or they're a mom, environment, it's important for them to be able to enjoy it every day, and I like to think every sparkle is a reminder of the love that it captures. So as far as one quick story, we had some people getting married on 2/22/22 not too long ago, about 2 months, and we designed a piece that had 2.22 carats of diamonds in her ring. It had some hand engraving because she really likes some extra added detail. She loves bows and filigree, and so we incorporated that. In his ring, it was actually two bands meshed together with two wires that twined around it for that symbolic feel. And so we're just creating this, and we're not even really giving it much thought of the symbolism. But once it was all finished, we couldn't have hit the nail more on the head because of the 222.
Yeah, because you know it's all about the ring for the wedding, right? It, I mean that act of the little kid walking up with the ring and everybody oohing eyeing over the dress and the setting and the ring. It's beautiful. I know because when my daughters got married, the first we want to see the ring. It's such a great thing, right? So how does the jeweler at Stacey Sullivan Jewelers handle the diamond certification and the appraisal, because most people want to make sure that when they buy a diamond, it is what it is, right?
Sure. Well, a lot of our diamond rings have accreditation from not just our store, but also a gemological institute, primarily GIA. recently we had a client bring in some sapphires she's had for probably 50 years, and nobody in the family wants to really inherit them. And we helped her get certification that found out they were not heat treated. And, you know, the price goes from maybe $1,000 a carat up to, could be up to $8,000 a carat, just from that little detail. So we really try to lead people to stones that they feel that they are confident with their investment.
I know, you know, it's almost like you wouldn't think that owning a jewelry business is about, you're serving the public, and it's a service-oriented job in some way, but it's all about listening, isn't it? You have to be able to listen to the client. And I know when I was in your shop, there were a couple of people there, and the guys seem so animated when they have that money to give something to a loved one. But then the woman has a different, you know, she's got a different feel. She wants something different. How do you get both people to cooperate and come to that point where they want the same piece? Because they both had different ideas.
Sure. Well, I try to use it kind of like a premarital counseling session. And sometimes you can tell the people who are really, truly going to make it because they're willing to compromise. And, you know, if she's all about the sparkle and he's all about, you know, making sure it's in his budget, a lot of times we'll just dream and say, you know, if you could dream any ring, what would it look like, even if it's just on Pinterest, and help kind of narrow down how we can help him afford it. And 9 times out of 10, she loves it even more than the original design because of what they...
Well, you reason with them. You have to reason with them. And I'm sure you have to do some debt counseling too, because some people can put that on a credit card and some people could pay cash and some people have to have installments. Do you have like a credit line if they wanted to buy it on credit as well?
We have layaway,
yeah,
which we find is really helpful.
Boy, we don't hear that word anymore, do we? Layaway.
Exactly.
But it does work.
It does.
And it's safe.
People,
it's safe.
Come up with a way that they can afford something in their timeline and in their budget. So sometimes I'll even just recommend investing in the main diamond and putting it in a simple setting. And then as the wedding gets closer, maybe, you know, allow it to be more of a budget-friendly approach so that she ultimately gets that ring everyone oohs and ahs over, but doesn't have to be in one chunk.
Yeah. And do you find that, of course, a ring is important, but when someone is planning a wedding, that is the first step, the engagement ring. Then you have to think about the band and the actual stones and all that, the setting. But then you have people that now you have to think about the venue and you have to think about the photographer and the meal and all that. Do you find that when people come in, there's a little bit of a squabble going on? Because, I mean, we know of folks that don't think about that kind of stuff. It's an expensive thing to have a wedding.
Yes, it is. The true thing about jewelry, though, for the wedding, is that's something you're going to look at for a lifetime. It's not over in that one moment or that day. So to me, it is great to invest in all those other aspects, but having something that you really, truly look
tangible,
down and
something
smile.
Something you could see, like this, right? I know. Now, we all know that people want to have a lasting relationship, whether it's with a movie theater or a comedian or a radio show, or maybe they want to go to the mall. Some people like Melbourne Mall versus it's a relationship. Your business is well established. How long have you been in business? And tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit of the background of Stacey Sullivan Jewelers and the people you serve.
Well, the background is generational. I can't claim that I've been in business since 1948, but my grandparents started that year up in North Carolina and moved down in the 50s to O'Galley. So we have been serving Melbourne / Brevard for over, you know, 3 generations. And as far as my way I got into the business, I helped my parents a lot over the holidays and during the summer. But my mom won a trip to Basel, Switzerland for a jewelry show. And that was the pivotal moment because I got to see jewelry from a huge perspective versus a small town atmosphere. And that's where I basically came up with being a jewelry designer.
Yeah, and you like helping people too. You like seeing the satisfaction on their faces when they walk away with a good piece of jewelry. So let's talk a little bit about the surfaces. Ellen, you know I drop my watches off there to be fixed, and a lot of people are.
And they all come back shiny and beautiful.
Yeah, they all clean everything so nice. So your store offers a wide selection, of services. So let's talk about all the services besides buying jewelry. What else can people expect when they decide to come to Stacey Sullivan's Jewelers?
Well, we have regular hours Wednesday through Saturday where they can just come and shop, but we also have appointments that you can set up for either estate evaluation, appraisals, designing jewelry, utilizing old jewelry to make something new, or like Sita said earlier, trade it in towards something fresh. So those are the main focuses, along with jewelry repair and watch batteries that we can offer in our store.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about your gemologist. You do have one there.
Yes. She's actually one of the first female gemologists that graduated in the 80s, and her name is Isabel Sullivan. She is my mother, and she is super knowledgeable when it comes to every aspect of the gem world.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, you hear about where diamonds come from, right? And we all worry about jewelry and child labor and stuff. And then you hear about how beautiful it is when someone got a diamond. Do you, you're pretty environmentally conscious like we are too. So do you look into things like that when you purchase the diamonds?
Yes, we have a very stringent basically setup where a lot of the companies have signed off for making sure that the diamonds were not produced in an ill environment. And we've also been selling a lot of lab-grown diamonds. That's a new thing that a lot of people are more familiar with, but a lot of the younger generation is really drawn towards it because they know that it was not hurting the environment or any people that might have been lying.
Ellen is looking so contented with the dog. I almost forgot I was on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
I just got to give a quick plug. Look, I got one sleeping on my lap.
Yes.
And then I got one in my arm.
Yeah, it is so cute. So someone had asked
Everybody's got a puppy.
So someone told me this morning, since I was bringing Stacey on, to see if she can chat a little bit with us about the four C's and the mark of integrity on precious metals and in an engagement ring. Do you know what is that? I have no idea what it is, but you would. What is the four C's?
Well, there's really five because we always have to think about cost. But carat weight, color, clarity, and the cut. And most people are familiar with the cut, meaning round, brilliant versus oval or princess. And the cut really is not all about the shape. It's about the way it makes the stone sparkle. So we like to find stones, you know, including colored stones, that kind of inhale the light and exhale the fire.
Wow.
And so the color and clarity also play into that.
Right. So that's where the four C's come in. So now let's talk about the most important reason why Stacey's here, Mother's Day.
Yes.
Of course.
And by the way, a beautiful post that you made about your mom.
Aww,
that was really,
you.
Really nice.
She's sweet. And, you know, I met her years ago. And then look at that. And we ended up being friends,
yeah,
you know.
And you know, too, the mother-daughter bond is other. So why not spend a little time at Stacey Sullivan's Jewelers and make sure you know about that bond?
Right. And you're
bound it with a
right,
diamond.
And you're offering some. Tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends some of the discounts that are being offered, or, you know, some of the pieces that are now on sale. Or what? I know you're giving us a lot of stuff, so let us know what jewelry is available and what people could come down and look at.
Well, we have so much merchandise right now, and part of it is that I love to shop. But another,
good for us. Lucky,
yes,
for us.
Another reason is that we have been designing more than we've been selling, so I'm motivated to find some homes for some of the pieces we've acquired. All of our jewelry has great design aspect. I wore some today just because, even though it's a radio show, I thought it would be fun to highlight some of the pieces. And it seems like two-tone is really a color combination that people are still drawn to. I'm wearing a bracelet and a ring with two-tone today. And the ring is two butterflies. And the reason that I am drawn to butterflies, along with a lot of other people, is they are a sign of growth and maturity, as well as achievement. And basically, this has a small butterfly and a big butterfly, and I think it would be a perfect gift for Mother's Day. But there's still time, if you haven't shopped for Mother's Day, to design a special piece just for your mom. And more moms than ever are wanting something signature to wear that is like something that they can feel proud of. And if their own children are coming up with a design with me, I think that that's going to set their heart, you know,
yeah,
into it.
Like even with the grandchildren, a lot of moms like to have a little necklace or something with maybe a locket that he can put a picture of a grandchild or something. But you know what? People have to remember,
these are
too,
hints, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know what?
Sita with a big family.
Oh, God. And, you know, we have, you know, jewelry is part of our family because it's the Indian people, the Iranian people. When people get married, when you buy that piece of jewelry, you're not just buying it for the bride. You're buying it for generations to come.
Sure.
So you know that that piece is going to be in your family for generations. It's handed down, you know, from daughter to granddaughter to another grand, whatever. So the thing is, I think when you tell our listeners that if they buy a piece for their mom, when your mom leaves this earthly journey called life, you might end up getting that piece as well. So invest in a good piece, right?
Definitely.
I mean, that's just common sense that if you're going to buy something for mom, especially after all moms do for us, there are what? Moms are the social workers, the drivers for the car, the homework, the teachers, the cook, the chauffeur. I mean, moms do it. You couldn't pay a mom for what she does. And so it is. And moms have to put up with a lot of stuff from children and their friends, too. So Mother's Day, I think, is just a great time to appreciate moms. So tell our listeners, give us your website and give us your address for those who want to come down and check it out.
So our website is simply stacysullivan.com. And we try to make it simple because we know moms work so hard. You don't have to in order to come up with a great gift. If you tell us a little bit about your mom, you can text me or email me. The easiest way, though, to reach is just to text me at 321-978-2200 and tell me a little about her. We are doing a special gift certificate where you'll actually get $50 towards a gift for your mom if you write a little story about why she is so special. So please mention Sita and Friends in your story, and we will send you a gift certificate of $50. Our address to our store, like she said, is downtown. It's 1916 Waverly Place, and we are very conveniently located right in the heart of downtown. And everything we do, whether you call us or come in, we are driven to help you shine.
I see, Christopher, you have a mom,
mm-hmm.
and you have a lot of relatives who have moms, and
yeah.
grandmas, and Auntie Sita's.
I do actually have a question, though.
Go ahead.
So one of the things that I was looking at having made, because I have, my parents have all boys.
Okay.
So it's just me and my two brothers. So I wanted to actually have a family signet ring made for my dad and three boys, but there's so much information out there for places that make custom jewelry for women, but there isn't much about places that do it for men. And is that something that you guys do?
Yes, we are not segregated. Most of the men's jewelry that we've made has been special and customized because mm-hmm. it seems like men are not the type that just want to pick it out of a catalog. They have an idea in their mind, mm-hmm. and for the most part, that is a very personal gift. And if mm-hmm. we can design one, then the others
just
will
duplicate.
Be,
yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Reasonable. We're doing a lot of custom design right now.
And then, and we have one more question. You know, I had a few people send me some questions, and one of them was, "What is Stacy Sullivan's jeweler's policies around warranties and returns?"
Great question.
You hear that, puppy? That's a great question. Thank you for it.
Yes, as long as our puppies agree that we should, you know. They basically come to work with me, and we have the best time. We don't have a huge amount of policies and procedures because of being a small business. It kind of always depends on the situation. But if there is a reason that what the gift is not perfect, then certainly we are here to make it right. As far as warranties, we love to sell quality merchandise and teach our customers how to wear it so that it will withstand. A lot of repairs are needed just because of ill wear, and that could be avoided. But recommend getting your jewelry insured. That's the best warranty and policy that you can find.
So one other thing along those same lines, what do you suggest as far as cleaning? Because obviously we'd bring the jewelry to you to clean it properly.
Sure.
But what about a daily, weekly type of a regimen? What are some of the things that you suggest people can do to keep their jewelry looking bright and shiny every day?
The best thing you could do is when you're sleeping at night, have some jewelry cleaner sitting in your bathroom and just leave your rings that build up the soap and grime throughout the day in there so that it doesn't build up, and rinse it off when you wake up in the morning. That's
kind of like your nails.
Yes, yeah. Going back
clean
to
it
the
up.
Nails conversation.
Get an old toothbrush, right? And in addition to serving Melbourne and anybody who has some money and like to buy a nice piece of jewelry, Stacey Sullivan and her team also supports a lot of charities in town. You have donated so much time, money, and effort to so many places. Really quick before we go with the segment, and tell us about Genesis House and all the other nice things that you're doing.
So I did bring my folder full of thank you cards that just warms my heart, from Nana's House, Candlelighters, Halo, which is a puppy dog rescue, and many more. But this week, we're so excited. We started publicizing for our Genesis House event. It's happening on Cinco de Mayo at the Genesis House Boutique, and we are going to be hostesses there as well with some custom jewelry that we've designed for moms in very reasonable price points. All the purchases will help Genesis House, and it's only $10 to get into the event. It's from 5 to 8 on Cinco de Mayo, and you're going to get drinks, eats, and lots of great values all throughout the store. So come and join us.
So thank you. So people who are purchasing jewelry from Stacey Sullivan Jewelers in downtown Melbourne, you're positioning yourself to be a lifelong friend and learn so much. And it's nowadays with so many businesses offering so many perks, I think the most important thing is to trust your jeweler. And I trust you, and I think a lot of people do. So we have like a minute left. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about Stacey Sullivan Jewelers or your charitable events?
Well, every month we support a charity. So when you're shopping with us, not only are you getting something beautiful and long-lasting, but also you're helping somebody in the community who really values that. But I love what Sita said about jewelry being something you can pass on. It is generational, just like our business. And, you know, when a lot of jewelers say you can trust us or whatnot, being generational, I find that we don't really need to say that, because otherwise we wouldn't be around for generations. So it is a legacy that we are carrying on, and I'm so thankful that our family values
And before we go off air, I know we have to give her a minute or two. The pups, the animals, the dogs. When did your relationship with these wonderful creatures start?
Well, I always grew up with puppies, a dog. It was mostly Shelties that my parents liked, but I fell in love with Australian Shepherds about 3 years ago, and my dog Bella, she's just such a beautiful being. She brings a lot of warmth and compassion to people, and one of my best friends has an Australian Shepherd as well that's a male. So we introduced them, and over a course of a few dates, they decided they wanted to have puppies, and here we are 5 weeks later with five bouncing babies.
Well, it's wonderful. And, you know, like, we all learn from each other, right? And we know that our time on planet Earth, we might think we have a lot of time, but we really don't. You are such an inspiration, not just as a business owner, but as a friend. And you're environmentally conscious, which I love. But what words of wisdom do you have? You've been through a lot of life. Like my mother used to say, some of us live through a lot of lives. And you have, Stacey, and you've survived. And you're still smiling. You've learned the art of forgiveness and using your voice to help other people. So what advice do you have for others who right now is saying, look, my mother and I don't have a good relationship, but I still should do something nice for her? maybe get a piece of jewelry or do something, you know.
Well, I think when you just kind of break things down to the bare, what has God given you? What are your blessings? You can always find more blessings than
troubles. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could focus on all the troubles, but really focusing on the blessings and helping each other rise up.
And learn from our mistakes, too. And it's great that you touched upon that, because we are living in a time where some people don't understand that faith does sustain and feed us. And it helps us to grow and makes us better people. No matter which religion you believe in or whatever you believe in, it is something that all of us collectively need to look at, because you may not like somebody for their stance with something, but look at the positive. Don't stay in the negative lane, right? Stay in the positive lane. Like a friend of mine said this weekend to me, she says, I don't want to be in anybody's negative camp. I want to be in a positive camp. And I said, that's pretty good. And Ellen, you said something profound this morning too. And I bet you forgot what it was.
Well, I never forget where it is. You always go where you're appreciated, not where you're tolerated. Ooh. So if you,
isn't that
if
cool?
You, when you go where you're appreciated, and you find those, there's always going to be places that are going to just tolerate you.
That's right.
Go where you're appreciated and go where you're loved, because that's what we need. We need enough love in this world.
Well, let her give us a location one more time and the website, and then we're going to go to our station break.
Yes. Okay, so across from downtown Melbourne, Hotel Melby is where my store is located. It's been such a great community because it's full of arts and culture and warmth. And so we welcome you to our store at 1916 Waverly Place in the heart of downtown. And texting me is always welcome, 321-978-2200. Thank you.
That's awesome. So we are heard here on 1510 WWBC each and every Monday at 1 p.m. We've got one more segment with Christopher Robinson. We're going to listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 13 locations, including one in Volusia County. With so many MedFast Urgent Care centers, there is a MedFast near you. MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low cost sandwiches and baskets to high end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, 100.7, and my co-host, Ellen O'Neill. I swear to you, you are multitasking. I to see you holding the dog, holding a video, the phone, and videotaping.
Yeah, and being able to stay on task.
And recording, exactly. And staying on task. And then as you're doing that, I'm thinking about you singing the other day at Matt's Caspar. Mm-hmm. And then I let the manager know there that you were my co-host. And he says, I didn't know she does that as well. And I'm thinking as I'm sitting here, yes, she does. In addition,
I am a puppy holder,
to other things.
Musician, radio show co-host.
You and I could just do a show right here only talking about what you do, honestly.
That's probably good.
So we also heard online.
We are, 1510wwbc.com. You can just hit that live button and hear us live while you're in your car or on your phone, on your computer, at your desk. Or if you miss the show, you can always come back later and hit the archive button or the on-demand button. Just pick the show date that you'd like to listen to. And you'll be able to hear all of those shows. We also post them on CDEM Media Inc., which is our website, as well as our Facebook channel.
Well, you know, I'm always busy. Sometimes I'm at the gym and I just start chatting with random people just to get people's ideas on stuff. And a guy asked me this morning, you know, what is your show about? And I said, well, you know, we talk about equality and opportunity and justice and respect and empowerment and freedom, and we talk about everything else on the show. We talk about business owners and politicians. We speak with lots of authors, and authors always have a story to tell. People write books because they want to tell you something, right? And then I said, and today we're having my friend Stacey Sullivan, who's going to speak about jewelry and
Local celebrities.
Locals, yes. And totally. Then I talked about ABWA, and then I said I have my friend Chris Robinson, the son, Christopher Robinson, and he's an agent with One Insurance Group who's always supported our show, and I'm proud of him. He's stepping out of his box to do something completely different. Right. And it's amazing. So we're going to have Christopher Robinson tell, it's like Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah.
we're going to have Christopher Robinson tell us a little bit about himself.
So before
and
that,
then chat.
I just want to give a quick plug. My friend Larry Silver owns Groucho's Comedy Store, and he happened to call me and sent me this flyer and said, hey, I'd love you to come to the show. And I said, well, who's going to be there? Because, you know, I'm kind of selective about my comedy. And he says, Chris Robinson's going to be there. And I don't remember if he called you Christopher or Chris, but he said, Chris Robinson's going to be. I'm like, I know him. Like, seriously, you're going to have. So I consider Larry Silver having the best comedy show, one of the best comedy shows, traveling through Florida. And the fact that you were on that flyer was like old home week. I was so excited. It's like seeing one of your best friends.
You do. You feel like, oh my God, I know this kid.
I know, right?
And the thing is,
I'm so
excited. He's persevered. He's given. Yes. He's putting in the time, effort, and energy. Like he that is me. So tell us about you.
Funny you mentioned my dad, because how I really got interested was years ago when we lived in New York. My dad did stand up for about a year and a half.
Fun fact about Christopher Robinson.
Yeah.
Right.
So he actually did. He recorded an hour in. I think I was 12. So this had to have been 18 years ago, and I actually got to go. Which, even though I wasn't of legal age to be in a comedy club in New York in the first place, my dad was able to talk to them and I got to go and watch it. So that was all those years ago.
Yeah.
And I've always been a fan of comedy, and I always wanted to try it, but I didn't think I would ever be good enough. Because, I mean, you watch Chris Rock and people like that, and it's like, there's no way I
could. Don't talk, because then all I see
begin.
Is a slap.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a shame. That's a shame. But you're right. And it's a hard business to get into because you've got so many different folks that have different theories or thoughts or what makes them laugh, right? So
what I ended up doing was I stumbled into Stiegel's. They're not there anymore, but Stiegel's was right by Ugali.
Ugali,
yeah.
Best cheese steaks in town until they closed.
And they had their, I think it was Monday or Tuesday nights was an open mic there. And I went, and again, in my head, comedy is Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld. I went there and saw how terrible local comedians are.
Yeah.
like, you know, not because they're local, but just new people trying it for the first time. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize literally anybody could just do it. And I started, and I don't think I've missed a weekend ever since.
Yeah, because you know what is that? A lot of people think that it's difficult to do stuff, right? But what is it? You put one foot in front of the other,
yeah.
One step at a time, right? So talk to us about some of the projects you're working on, because we talked about Afrotainment. You said it's a TV station?
So Afrotainment was really interesting. It kind of jump-started me further.
And you are all mixed up there, Christopher. You have every race in you. So this sounds like something you would get involved in.
So something interesting is Afrotainment is Xfinity, the television company.
Yeah.
They got some sort of government grant, and a part of the grant was a certain percentage of their channels have to be minority-run channels.
That's where you come in handy.
Yeah. So Afrotainment was started by this family. I think it's two families, but they're from Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and they opened up a TV studio in Orlando.
Wow.
And if you go to Orlando, they built this beautiful, I think they record 3 or 4 TV shows out of this studio in Orlando. And I went out there, and James Yon is a comedian, a really well-known comedian in Central Florida.
Yeah.
And I worked with him, and he brought me on to do an interview the first time. And then the second time, they came up with this show called Funny Not Famous. So I did Funny Not Famous. And from the recording of Funny Not Famous, I sent it out all over the place. So what's cool is normally in order to get anywhere, you have to be either in New York or L.A.
Those but with social media, stuff, you exactly. could pretty much even tiki-taki, whatever, TikTok.
So I was taking
that.
Put
it on there.
I was taking that recording that I did from Funny Not Famous and sent it everywhere. I sent it to Kevin Hart. I sent it everywhere.
He's like, smart. You know what? That's what I would do. Yeah. Just believe in yourself that, hey, the least they could do is trash it.
On the off chance that somebody were to bump into it.
Right.
And the CEO of a company called Comedy Dynamics emailed me back, and they said, hey, we saw your recording. We'd like to offer you an album deal. So I ended up recording. So Comedy Dynamics is in, I think it's Burbank, California. And what's cool now because of technology, I still have never met anyone from the company. They said, set up a show and we'll send someone. And they sent a sound engineer that plugged into everything, set up microphones all over the room. We did it at the Orlando Improv, and I recorded the hour, and everything's done online. And now the album, it's on, was it Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, Amazon.
We saw one on I saw the one you sent us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And then you had a run-in with JJ Walk. Isn't he from Good Times?
Yep. Yeah, he's JJ.
JJ.
Yeah, Dynamite guy.
One who always showed up and clapped his hand and skated. And wore a hat.
I work with him recently.
I'm so old. Oh, my God.
Recently, I worked with him and Michael Winslow,
mm-hmm.
who's the guy from Police Academy. Yeah. So that was at the Arts Garage in Miami. Arts Garage is actually this really cool place. It's a theater, but then there's an art gallery in the front. So they're actually like selling this really beautiful art in the front, and then you go into the back and there's a whole theater, and they do all different kinds of shows there. So I got hired to open for JJ Walker. That was a few months ago. It was interesting talking to him because I didn't realize how old he was.
Yeah, he's older than we are.
Yeah. So it was interesting talking to him because he actually started around the same time Richard Pryor did. He's younger than Richard Pryor, but he actually knew Richard Pryor and all those people personally. So to talk to somebody who knew so much history was amazing.
So you just threw the myth right out the window. You know, your dad has a thriving business with one insurance group, mm-hmm. and you're there working as an agent, and you have your knowledge about insurance and helping people is great, but you decided that you want to do something different, and you went out and you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you finding the time to do this as well as work full time?
I hardly sleep.
Yeah.
Last week I did a show. This weekend. So this weekend on Saturday through One Insurance, I was volunteering at Relay for Life.
Yeah.
Getting that set up. And I was there from 8 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I had a show in Sarasota at 6 p.m. So I finished the Relay for Life, went home, took a shower, grabbed my equipment, jumped in the car, drove to Sarasota, did the show, then turned around and drove back the same night to be home.
Dedication. Okay, just wanted to do a quick little plug here. Yeah. The Jetsons told us we were going to get flying cars.
Yes.
And I'm a little mad that they haven't come yet, because they would certainly help in these situations.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of nights where I work at one insurance from 9 to 5, leave the office at 5, drive to Miami, perform in Miami at 8:30, turn around, drive back, and be back at one insurance at 9 o'clock.
You have found your purpose in life, and I love it. We love to see young people thrive, and you're just doing it.
Thank you.
And you're such an inspiration for the people who lay in the hammocks and don't get up. So you must have had comedians that inspired you.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the ones that inspired you?
I would say Patrice O'Neal the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Rock, and I really like Bernie Mac as well.
Wow. Yeah, I like him too. Bernie Mac, everybody, his eyes, the way he talks with his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the crowds, because I've heard that comedians have to put up with, people think it's easy, but it's not. Even writing mm-hmm. the jokes, you have, mm-hmm. it's intellectual property. It's mm-hmm. your property, writing those jokes. And it takes a long time mm-hmm. to actually come up with a good joke. But what happens when you're on stage and you have a great crowd, and then there are days when you don't have a great crowd, and there are days when the jokes bomb?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had experiences from incredible shows where at the end everybody's standing up clapping kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had shows where crickets for a half hour straight, like horrible shows.
Yes.
And everything in between. I actually, a comic I know, Dean Napolitano, is like one of the best comics out of Florida that you'll ever see. He was actually punched in the face at a show.
Because so, I mean, he was bad or because he was good?
No, because he's very good. He's excellent. But there was some, he does a lot of crowd work where he talks to people.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in the crowd that was, I guess, kind of grumpy looking. And he was, I guess, making jokes about, like, why would you come to the comedy show if you're going to sit there and be miserable? And I guess the guy had been served his divorce papers from his wife that day. So he was on edge.
Oh,
yeah.
So he let him have it.
And he jumped up and punched Dean, and then the other comedians and some of the crowd beat up the guy.
That's so a show in itself.
A bad day all around for everybody.
So do you find, Christopher Robinson, that your background, because I mean, you have the Caribbean thing, you're born in New York, right? Mm-hmm. I remember you told us that last time. You have Indians, blacks, whites, Chinese. You have everybody in your family. Do you find that that's a plus? Because we like to eat and we like to laugh, people from the Caribbean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even at funerals, we laugh,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do you find that fits into your personalizing comedy?
Well, so the title of my album was The 60-40 Rule.
Mm-hmm.
And where it comes from is I tell a joke about doing the 23andMe. And the numbers came out that I'm 60% Sub-Saharan African, 36% Western European, and then 4% is a mixture of other things.
Yeah.
So 60-40 rules is an old rule of investing about how much you should be investing in one thing or the other.
Yeah.
But I use it as a reference to what my life is like based on being 60% black and 40% white.
That's wonderful. That's a good way to look at it. I mean, and you stay grounded that way.
Yeah.
So I know Ellen performs because she always enjoys singing and performing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the radio show. I love people. I love talking to people. And I don't think I have all the answers, but I meet such awesome people right here in the studio and elsewhere. I like to talk. That's my gift, I think, sometimes. Why do you perform?
I don't know.
But you like
it.
You enjoy
it. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Do you feel like you get a high out of the...
Definitely.
You do.
Definitely, yeah.
You do.
It's one of those things where... You could be having a bad day, and I just go out and show up at any open mic, and you feel better. You get whatever it is out of your system. And one of the things I joke about is I'm a health insurance agent. There's a lot of things. Have to watch how you talk to people. It's not a business where you
You know when people are going to die, too, because they might call and you say, hey, I can't speak really well, but I need insurance because I got to go to the hospital. At that point, you probably think you're dying.
But on stage, it's you can say all the things that you're not allowed to say in regular life, and people
So you could get...
They may or may not know it's them.
Yeah. Right. And you could get ideas when you... You should have a pad next to you when the people call in. Mm-hmm. You can get little ideas from them, right? So when you're on stage... I mean, when you were little, did you perform for your parents and brothers and sisters? Well, no sisters. You're boys.
Yeah.
Did you perform at home and was it well received? I mean, are the family supportive now?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're supportive. Yeah, mm-hmm. My family definitely is supportive, but they're kind of supportive of everything that we do. So it was very good.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't perform that much. It's very weird that I enjoy doing this so much. But the other thing about it, too, is it doesn't really correlate to how you are as a normal person, because I'm usually pretty quiet as a in regular life. I'm not, you know, a big extrovert where I'm, you know, the center of every
room. Why is that so that most comedians are very quiet in their personal life, because, but they come alive on stage?
Because they're listening.
Yeah, because you spend your time listening and coming up with things. Like, so seriously, when I'm going through normal life,
normal
I'm
life,
talking to people and the most awful things I want to say that I can't are funny on stage, but very inappropriate when you're having a regular conversation.
You better
with
listen
someone.
To yeah. the next few show seats. You might be a star.
Yeah.
You might be a star.
Yeah. So you can take an everyday event, an occurrence, an opinion, and you could turn it into a joke, or you could turn it into something that intellectually can make people laugh.
Well, I guess this is an example of something it's still rough, so I'm working on it. But I just had to renew my homeowner's insurance not even renew it. I had to get new homeowner's insurance because in Florida, the rates of homeowner insurance are going insane. So companies are actually dropping out of the state of Florida, which I'm just learning. But since I last bought homeowner's insurance, I bought a pit bull. And what I learned was that when you buy a pit bull, there's certain homeowner's insurance companies that won't cover you at all. So now we're looking into all these different quotes and what we're going to do. And I looked into getting dog bite insurance, which I didn't know was a thing. You can get dog
really?
Bite insurance.
Like,
yeah.
It's called dog bite insurance?
Yeah. So I was talking to the guy from the dog bite insurance company, and he was like, well, you know, some people get $100,000 worth of dog bite insurance. We recommend $300,000. And if the damage ends up being more than $300,000, at what, you know, then your homeowner's insurance kicks in to pay for the rest. And I was like, well, $300,000, if my dog mauls somebody to the point where the cost is over $300,000, at what point is the guy totaled? Like, at what point?
That's
at what
point
do we just write him off and cut his family a check? And is a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
But
no,
that
on stage,
translates.
It's funny.
Yeah, on stage, it's funny to people.
You know,
and by the way, they're terriers. When you're going to the insurance company, they're terriers.
Well, I really thought about doing this, but I'm like, I can't do this. I'm in the insurance industry.
Yeah.
But my aunt lives literally half a mile from us, and she has a beagle. So I was going to take my pit bull, leave it at her house, take the beagle, and put the beagle in my cage at home.
Switch
and just
the
pretend,
dogs.
Yeah, but
switch
I was like, that's it. That's insurance fraud. So, I'm in the insurance industry. I can't do that.
So if somebody wants to find you for, because you do all events. You'll do weddings and probably birthday parties coming up soon. Where do we find
yes,
you?
Yes, it's over on, on Sunday, I did, this was Saturday. This was the Saturday. I did a community center sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the few times I do shows I did a show in front of children, which is very difficult to do.
Well, yes.
I don't know why people book those at all.
Yeah.
Because even if, number one, you can't curse, you can't talk about certain concepts and all that kind of stuff, which I can handle, but the things that make children laugh and the things that make adults laugh are two very different
That's right.
things. And it's very hard to make children laugh, like, telling intellectual jokes because they don't understand.
Children want to see you fall down.
It's not intellectual
exactly.
jokes, it's bodily noises.
Exactly.
In children.
Right. Yeah. Children want to see you pull a belt on your waist and fall down. Right. They don't.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah,
yeah,
so,
like,
I mean, like
Snow
even,
White.
Even like, yeah, even the joke about homeowner's insurance. A kid's
They don't
even
get
begin
it.
To conceptualize what you're talking about.
So you're going to be able to pick and choose your audience later on. So if somebody wants to find you, do you have a website, a phone number? How can we find you?
Comedian Chris Robinson on Facebook, Instagram, all of that. The album is, again, the 60-40 rules. If you look up Chris Robinson, the 60-40 rules, it's all over the place. Wherever you can find, you know, music and podcasts, it'll be on all those platforms. So that's the best way.
And do you feel like social media has helped tremendously in this kind of work for you?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a lot of people, and I'm not mad at those people, but yeah. There's a lot of people that do silly slapstick sort of things on the internet, and they gain a following.
Like the Hollywood Juergen. He's funny. Yeah. Yeah. He's gaining like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, those people oftentimes aren't necessarily good at stand-up. Like, stand-up's very particular. It's about your ability to write and perform material. So what happens is, like, comedy clubs tend to book people based on how many followers you have. Because the more followers you have on the internet, the easier it is to fill a club. And at the end of the day, a comedy club is just a restaurant that puts on a show. So a lot of times, people that may necessarily have a big following on social media get booked ahead of
even if they're not funny.
Exactly.
Right.
They get booked ahead of somebody who's actually really good at the actual craft.
So we have to help you. I'll have to send your information to a couple of the people I know.
Okay.
And what about the like cursing? Some people mm-hmm. have to curse in order for the joke to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you have to curse, or can you make jokes that are not?
You can. Pretty much everything I do, I can do without cursing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole hour, I could remove the curses.
Yeah.
And I've done it before. Like I said, you get booked last minute and you show up and there's kids running around and you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
What I find, though, is when you have language restrictions,
it's not funny.
It'll still be funny, but while you're performing, inside your mind, you're censoring yourself as you're talking, which makes it more difficult to freely have a conversation. So it makes it more difficult to do what you have to do.
Well, when you get to be our age, you'll find as you get older, you get bolder and wiser, and there's no filter sometimes because we know we got one foot in the grave. And one foot, I mean, it's coming, right? We're all going to be gone at one point from this earth. So whatever you can do to uplift people's life and make people happy, keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And we want to come to one of your shows. So you have to tell us so we all could, right? We can make a girls' weekend out of it. We don't mind a little cursing and things. We're just going to be in front dressed up and say, that's our friend.
That's right.
And we can book a hotel and make a girl's weekend out of it.
Exactly.
So let us know. And okay. So we'll send your information. My friend Mona Sheikh, and she just got booked for something in Las Vegas, and she was on the cruise ships and stuff. I'll send her your information and the one you mentioned earlier, too. You know, it'd be awesome. So give us your phone number or maybe a way people to contact you again one more time before we go off air.
My phone number is 321-261-4534. And then this Sunday, I'll be at the West End Theater in Sanford with Ross Padgett and Jake Clark. So that should be a really good show.
The new Kings of Comedy coming up here, and Christopher Robinson would be one of them.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Well, again, local celebrities right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends each and every week right here on 1510 WWBC, 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7 on your FM dial. And like I said, Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock every single Monday. Stacy, we got a great video of you, so check us out on our Facebook page on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends so you can see that great interview that we had earlier. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us, and it's like so cool to... And thanks for the puppies.
Yeah.
For the puppy love. We'll see you next week right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Thanks for tuning in.